That's onions, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you cut a piece of juice flying out and put them out, you know. But I like them,
yeah.
Especially on hamburgers.
Uh-huh.
You know, hamburgers not complete. I don't think that you have special pickle, dill pickle, and you may have one. That's the last of my baby's year old birthday. Supper fun. We went on, we had hamburgers, of course, a lot of other things too. I had the gravy slash onions and fried onions. I said, yeah, I always eat some on the hamburgers. I think it'd take that to make them complete.
Yeah.
You know, they, my wife won't eat it. She just kills her. She can't stand it. But I like them even green. Like, you know, pull them out of the ground.
Yeah, always. What do you call them?
The one that's growing. Just growing.
You call those green onions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They pull them out. There's a fellow over here called a grower, raises gravy,
like
seals on them. And he pulls them up, I imagine, puts about half a dozen in a bunch and piles it, and sells them for 10 or 15 cents a bunch, something like that. He may make a living, make a good living too, the same. He could, he raised tomato, okra, squash, cucumber, beans, everything. He don't just raise, but onion is one of his big producing things, tomatoes, I think. And I guess squash. He's been working his onion for quite a while,
yeah.
I heard him say. Of course, I plant taters. I plant two patches of ash taters. I choose ground over on bar though.
It's been working with
onions. We eat, this crease gets big enough to eat. We start eating. Our Amos peas will give out. But I usually do have beans in the same, about the time the peas give out. But the late frost killed my freeze, killed my first one. I had to climb up plant more. That made us late on the bean, but we'll have some about 10 days, I guess. Yeah.
You mentioned, you just said the word frost, and then you changed it
to
freeze.
Well,
is frost different from a freeze?
Well, see, what a frost is white, looks like snow.
Uh-huh.
And they'll kill, bite this stem and stuff, and just kill it down to the ground. Now, freeze. It freezes, what I mean by that is, all damn stuff, it makes ice, freezes, ice like, you know. Either one of them will get it, because that goes, get the stuff.
Yeah.
And it got down this year to 24 degrees, that's when it killed my green corn. I had a lot of little corn too, and it killed it.
Yeah.
I had planted it over. And I've got corn now about knee high in my garden. Beans running on it. There were four beans, I think. Got them full of. We'll have all kinds of beans. If nothing will happen, we'll have all kinds of beans. Put on be too long now. Oh, I'd say less than a month, we'll have all kinds of beans. And won't be much more than that. I've got a little of that early corn planted, and it won't, I'd say 6 weeks, well, it should have some roots in it.
What about, this is a large leafy vegetable, it comes in heads.
A leafy one.
Leafy.
I'm
thinking of lettuce or cabbage.
Yeah, lettuce. Yeah, we grow lettuce it is. You know, they transplant this lettuce, now I grow a lot in my biker bed to age the biker bed poles. I really like it. And of course, you can buy it. It comes from California. They transplant it, set out like this size back, and it makes you a nice size head. I know you even bought them in you, and I've seen them in your lettuce head. They're forming like a little cabbage head, you know. Now, and got them out of high right lately, yeah. I think that's about 75, 80 cents a piece, a head to have.
Really?
Yeah. People just quit buying. Last and I noticed in the paper, they're 68 or 69. People said they would have to wait for something that's happened. I think it's this particular time. It only happened now.